Welcome to Day by Day Expressions. We've got Johnny the Composer here with us. And on our last episode, we talked about the Battle of Sidim. We talked about Jacob and Rachel, a love story. And you produced these pieces of music. You wrote these not for to be done in the church, but you produced them for the world. And so let me ask this question. Why should Christians be involved in music?
First, because it allowed us as Christians, it allowed us to reflect God's creativity and the beauty. Second, because we can tell about God through the music. I will give a little example here. When some orchestras performed the Fourth Watch or the Battle of Sidim and Jacob and Rachel, so these people didn't know me before. Mm-hmm. And I remember even the conductor, he came and during the rehearsal time, he told me, "Hey, Mr. Composer, can you explain for us about the Fourth Watch? Why did you choose this?" Mm-hmm. So it was an indirect way to tell them about God, to tell them about the Bible this way. Yeah. And many musicians, I remember the second day, they came and they told me, "We went exactly and opened the Bible and read this story to know what's talking about."
Yeah.
So this is one of the things.
Yeah, that's great. So that's kind of an indirect way to get the gospel and to get the story in front of people. Which I'm gonna throw a question on you here, okay? Mm-hmm. It's December, and one of the most beautiful stories, incredible, mysterious stories, is the birth of Christ and all these incredible events that surround it, where you've got shepherds and you've got angels and you've got this young girl and this journey to Bethlehem and all this stuff and these kings. I mean, just incredible features. Okay, Johnny. So if you were going to write a piece of music about one of these elements, which one would you be most attracted to right now to write for?
Actually, I would choose to compose the story of the journey of the wise man.
Okay.
Why? Because I would focus on the mystery and wonder of their journey.
Yeah.
Capturing the vast desert night and the guiding light of the star, and their determination, to honor the newborn king at the end. So, I am very interested to prescribe in a way like all this journey until they arrived and found finally Jesus.
Yeah.
So it's, for me, it's a big story.
And yeah.
I can hear a lot of music and sounds.
Yeah.
Describing this.
That would be wonderful. I'm looking forward to actually writing that piece of music. Johnny, so you're here in the States. You came to the States by way of Lebanon and Ukraine and Switzerland, and now you're here. And you're going out to churches. You're going out to churches to represent a ministry that's taking place in the Middle East and Charlie Costa. But you're also going out just as yourself and a Christian who does incredible things in music. So if somebody wanted to get in touch with you to bring you to their church, how might they do that? Where would they need to go in order to contact you?
Yeah, they can easily find, you know, if they just Google my name, Johnny Hashem Composer, they can easily find my website.
Okay.
And they can send me email or anything. Even on the WhatsApp, they can reach me through Facebook, or it's very easy.
Yeah.
They can write a message or even get my contact details.
Yeah.
And I am ready and will feel honored to help.
Yeah.
Through the music.
Well, let me just put a plug in for you. We've had Johnny at our church, and you know, we're just a small church in South Arkansas, but our people absolutely were blown away and really enjoyed having you, not just to hear your story, but to hear your music as well. And so let me encourage you to have Johnny come to your church. Get in touch with him, invite him, let him tell his story through word, but also through music. All right? We got one more episode with Johnny, and so we want to invite you back for that. Until then, we'll see you later.